Last year, there were zero Latinos on the Yakima City Council. Now there are three. That's because the ACLU sued Yakima to reform how the city council gets elected. As a result, Yakima has moved from electing all of its leaders citywide to electing them by individual districts. The council has chosen one of its new members, Avina Gutierrez, to be Yakima's newest mayor, and she wants to make it easier for minorities to get elected in other cities in our state. So she's supporting a statewide measure called the Voting Rights Act bill. Avina Gutierrez told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel why this is one of the first things the new Yakima council is working on.
We are a newly elected city council, and this is our first opportunity for us to review the legislative priorities presented by the previous council, and we just didn't feel like they were the same priorities. Half of the people sitting at the table had benefited from, you know, the decision in the voting rights case here in Yakima. So for me, it only makes sense.
So what exactly would the Voting Rights Act do?
Well, you know, there's some barriers, I believe, to voting for some of our low-income and minority populations, for the more vulnerable populations such as our young people and the elderly. So the Voting Rights Act is really just about giving every Washingtonian the opportunity to be part of our democracy and to have their vote counted in a fair and meaningful manner. I mean, this is something that's very important, and what could be more democratic than representation of and by the people?
How does the council's support for the Voting Rights Act signal a new direction for the city of Yakima?
Well, I think it's a reflection now that this is an exciting time to move forward. Now that we actually have representation for the whole community in all areas, so everyone now has a voice at their table, is being represented, and just look at the results. We are now effectively a direct representation of that ruling for the court. We've had some really great and qualified candidates come out, and these bi-district elections promote an election with candidates of diverse perspectives. That's exactly what happened here in Yakima. Before the court ruling, we had no Latinos on city council, and now we have three. And that really does correspond to the percentage of Latinos in the city's population. And I find it very unfortunate that it took expensive litigation to get to that point. So the Voting Rights Act would allow local communities the freedom to choose their changes of their own electoral system without litigation, without court interviews, and really saving the taxpayers millions of dollars. And again, it's just common sense.
Outside of the electoral process, though, what do you think this support for the Voting Rights Act says about what the city of Yakima is like today, what it's going to be like in the future?
I think it signals a change and a new era of politics here in Yakima County and across Washington. As a community, I believe that we all sink or swim together. And if the city as a whole suffers, then any of its areas also suffer. And that's not something that we want to see. We want to continue to be prosperous. We want to take advantage of this opportunity to move in a forward, positive direction and in a way that is going to integrate all of the sectors of this community, business, government, and the community to work together as a whole for us to move forward.
Well, Mayor Gutierrez, as you've just told us, in this first session of the council, you've basically done a complete 180 on the city's position on voting rights. So what else should we expect from this new city council?
What I'm really hoping for is a huge shift in our paradigm and our perspective when we're able to engage with one another. We are just now getting to know each other, and I think this is going to be a great opportunity for us to be able to have a robust discussion, but also a more assertive one in moving forward to making some of these positive changes happening. We need to be looking through things as in a problem-solving way instead of with all this suspicion and ridicule, which is what was happening before. So I'm excited to be able to change and shift that, and I'm glad that everyone is seeing the 180. That's exactly what we want to happen.
You know, the Voting Rights Act isn't, as you know, it's not just about the city of Yakima. It's about the entire state of Washington.
Correct.
But Yakima has just come through a really pretty contentious battle over who gets to vote. So when you think about that statewide act and whether it becomes law or not, what would you like the rest of the state to know or understand from what Yakima has just been through?
Well, like many states, we're experiencing a huge jump in our population, especially in our minority populations. And unfortunately, the representation in our school boards, our state representative, our legislators, hasn't matched in the statistics as far as the growth. And Washington is a home for a growing minority population. Although it's only 14% in the state, it's almost 50% here in Yakima. And we should be so thankful that so many have chosen to make this state their home. I think it's time that we welcome everyone to the decision-making table by opening the doors to that political opportunity. We do have an antiquated system of voting, and it doesn't reflect the realities of our state. And so again, I believe looking to this as a solution of solving problems instead of ridicule and suspicion and making this about race, because it's not about race, it's about equal and fair representation. And that's what we need to remember. The fact that we just so happen to have such a large Latino base here in Yakima is where it still takes it to the race level. But we've got a large population of Filipinos. We've got a large population of Native and Indigenous people here that work just as hard and deserve just as much fair and representative representation than the rest of us do as well. So that's what we're just looking for, equality. That should be the theme, not race.
Avena Gutierrez was chosen unanimously as the new mayor of Yakima last week. The city council chooses its mayor. She's also one of three Latina women elected to the council after this lawsuit from the ACLU forced the city to create representative voting districts. She told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel why she supports a statewide Voting Rights Act that would make it easier for cities to move to a district system.